Unit 8. Lesson 29. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words. 1. Everyone was sad until Jim suddenly started singing. 2. At first, they couldn't find him anywhere. 3. He lay down in the corner and went to sleep. 4. Do you know how to mend this machine? 5. The plane crashed because there was a fire in its wing. 6. If you run into that busy street, you will be in a lot of danger. Exercise 2. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing words. Then act it. Jun Hui and her friend Linda are playing at her aunt's house.
Listen. I think something has just flown into the window.
Yes, I heard it too. Let's go outside and have a look.
Oh, it's a bird. You poor thing. You've broken your wing.
We'd better leave it. It's afraid of us.
No, birds are living things just like us. It's in pain. We must try to do something.
But what? We don't know how to help it. What can we do?
We can take it to Mrs. Lu. I'm sure she'll know what to do.
Exercise 3. Listen to the sentences and write them in another way.
1. He gave a little money to Jack. 2. I took my bike to him yesterday. 3. I have shown the photos to them. 4. Don't forget to send a birthday card to Jim this year. 5. Can you give the soy sauce to me, please?
Exercise 4. Listen to the sentences and write them in another way.
1. The students don't know what they should give their teachers for Teachers' Day. 2. We don't know how we can make him work harder. 3. He is not sure how much money he should give the waiter. 4. We know where we can find cheap clothes. 5. They haven't decided when they can go to Hainan Island.
Exercise 5. Listen to the passage and say if the statements are true or false.
Elephants are the biggest animals on land. They can't see well, but they have good ears and very useful noses. They use their noses to drink, to wash themselves, and to pick things up. Their noses are like very strong hands. They can use them to pick up a small, round piece of fruit or to pull a tree out of the ground. Although elephants are very big, they can walk very, very quietly. Long ago, there used to be many kinds of elephant living on Earth. Some were much bigger than the elephants today. Now, there are only two kinds left.
Lesson 30. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words. 1. The teacher stopped the children from shouting in the library. 2. Mrs. Zheng taught not only Chinese, but also history. 3. The mouse ran so quickly that we couldn't catch it. 4. Everybody knows that tigers are in danger. 5. People are working hard to save the pandas. Exercise 2. Listen to the questions and the conversations. Choose the correct answers. 1. What's the weather like now?
Does your daughter still go swimming?
Yes. Although it is not very warm now, she still goes every morning. 2. How long should the man stay at home?
I have a bad cold.
I'm sorry to hear that. Why not stay at home and rest until you're better?
3. What are the man and woman talking about?
What happened during the volleyball match?
A girl hurt her foot. The teachers had to take her to the hospital.
4. What did the woman do yesterday?
Where were you yesterday?
As Christmas is coming, I went to buy some presents for my relatives.
5. How does the woman go to work?
I go to work by bike. How about you?
I used to go to work by bike, but now I go by bus.
Exercise 3. Listen and choose the sentences that have the same meaning as the ones you hear.
1. Yao Ye is so strong that he can move a heavy desk easily. 2. The cake was so delicious that I ate 5 pieces. 3. I'm so poor that I can't buy a Chinese English dictionary. 4. Li Qing is such a good dancer that many people go to see her. 5. The old woman was so worried about her son that she couldn't sleep.
Exercise 4. Listen to the story and say if the sentences are true or false.
One day, Billy's mother took him to the zoo. Billy was very excited because he loved animals. At the zoo, there were many different animals. Elephants, tigers, lions and snakes. But Billy wanted to see the monkeys first. They were his favourite animal. He thought they were very funny. Before they went, he asked his mother for some bananas. "Are you hungry?" she asked. "No," answered Billy. "Then what are you going to do with the bananas?" asked his mother. "I'm going to give them to the monkeys," Billy said. "Monkeys love bananas." "That's very kind of you, Billy, but I'm afraid you mustn't feed any of the animals in the zoo. The zoo gives the right kind of food to each animal. People often give them the wrong kind of food, and that is sometimes very bad for them." "Oh, then can we go and see them at feeding time?" asked Billy. "Yes, that will be fun to watch," said his mother.
Lesson 31. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions. Conversation 1. Answer questions 1 and 2. What a beautiful painting.
It's very famous. I read about it in the newspaper.
How much is it?
Wow, it's thousands of yuan.
I'd like to take a photo of it, so I can remember it always.
I'm sorry, but you mustn't. Look at that sign.
Oh, no photos. What a pity. Conversation 2. Answer questions 3 and 4.
What are you carrying, Linda? Those boxes seem very heavy.
They're not heavy, but I have to carry them very carefully. There are glasses inside.
Let me help you.
That's very kind of you, thanks. But don't carry the boxes on their sides like that. The glasses will fall out. Look, you must carry them this way up.
Conversation 3. Answer question 5.
I have to go to the toilet, Mum.
Look, there's one. It's to the right of that shoe shop.
I can't go there, Mum.
Why not?
Look at the sign. It says women.
Oh, you're right. Look, the men's is behind the shop. Exercise 2. Listen to the passage and fill in the missing words.
The first zoo was built in China about 3,000 years ago. But it was not called a zoo. It was begun by
Zhao Wan,
the king of Zhou. He collected different kinds of animals from all over the country. He kept the animals in a place called the Wanling Garden. This garden was not far from his palace, and so he could go there often to look at the animals.
Exercise 3. Listen to the passage and answer the questions.
Dinosaurs were the kings of our planet for a very long time, 145 million years. People have found them all over the world, in England, America, China, and many other places. They began to live on Earth about 210 million years ago. Then suddenly, about 65 million years ago, they began to die. Nobody knows why they nearly all died. Maybe the weather changed suddenly. Some dinosaurs were very big, but some were small. The longest dinosaur measured 25 meters from head to tail. The biggest dinosaurs of all weighed between 40 and 50 tons. They moved very slowly, but some of the smaller ones could run as fast as 80 kilometers an hour. Although the large dinosaurs were very large, most of them ate plants. Some of the smaller dinosaurs had very sharp teeth. That shows that they were meat eaters. Most people think that all the dinosaurs died, but some animals today, like snakes, crocodiles, and turtles, are relatives of the dinosaurs. They have changed a lot since their big relatives were the kings of the earth.
Lesson 32. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Those children are in danger. We must save them. 2. Please stop him from running in and out of the entrance. 3. The lady felt so afraid that she suddenly cried, "Help!" 4. When he came out of the exit, we saw him at once. 5. There was a bird lying on the ground. Its wing was badly broken.
Exercise 3. What do you know about elephants and apes? Listen to the two passages and answer the questions.
A. Elephants are the biggest living land animals. There are two kinds of elephant. One kind lives in Asia, and the other kind lives in Africa. There used to be hundreds of thousands of elephants in the world, but people have killed a lot of them. They kill them not only for meat, but also for their long teeth. These teeth are called tusks. Elephants only live in a few countries now, and as they are in danger, many people are trying hard to save them.
B.
Apes are our nearest relatives in the animal world. Apes are like people in many ways. They have no tails. They have 32 teeth. They usually have one baby at a time. They can stand up on their legs and work with their hands.